You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and what better way to spend a romantic evening than sharing a plate of spaghetti? I mean, it worked for Disney's Lady and the Tramp, but pasta isn't just for date night. Our Food Friday guest says pasta can really bring people together and be the heart of everyday meals. And she says that anyone can make great fresh pasta with what's already in their kitchen. So we're going to put it to the test. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever made fresh pasta at home? How did it turn out? Is this something you do all the time? Are you curious about making homemade pasta but haven't taken the plunge yet? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Meryl Feinstein is a chef, food writer, and founder of Pasta Social Club. Her first cookbook is called Pasta Every Day. Meryl, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I love the food part of this. We're going to spend most of our time on that, but I love the social side of things. What inspired you to start this Pasta Social Club?
That's exactly right. The social part came before the pasta. I was living in New York City and having a hard time making friends. So I thought, well, what are some other ways that we can bring people together? And pasta seems like a really great way to get people at the table, get people meeting new friends.
And you actually organize get-togethers with people, making pasta in some cases and or eating pasta. What led you into that line of work? I mean, actually, people hire you. People pay you to do these social gigs.
It is amazing to me as well. I fell in love with pasta making. My husband and I honeymooned in Italy, and it was actually around that same time that I decided to go to culinary school, change career paths. So that's sort of where the food part trained chef thing happened. And, I started posting my creations on social media, and then, people wanted me to teach them how to make pasta, and here we are.
Now, you've got a line early in the book, anyone can make pasta, even you. And Meryl, it feels like you're talking to me, because I do a lot of different cooking stuff. I'm willing to try stuff, but for some reason in my head, pasta making, that's fancy. That's like a fussy sort of thing, too much work. Talk me out of it.
I hear you. I've had those same experiences making fancy pasta. It can be stressful and frustrating, but actually I think in the US we associate pasta with, fancy restaurants. That's where you're seeing it on the menu and you're like, can't possibly make that at home. You need all this expensive equipment, but there are so many different styles of pasta, and pasta actually has really humble roots. All you need is flour, water. You don't even need eggs to make a whole bunch of pastas. And that's what the book is about, to showcase sort of the array of shapes you can make, some very beginner friendly shapes, all the way to the more extravagant.
And in my head, we need all sorts of gear to make pasta. But I learned from your book, there are some kinds of pasta that we can make without a lot of tools to get started. What kind of things can we do if we don't want to necessarily go get that pasta maker right off the bat?
That's exactly right. I would say the best pasta to start with, if you've never made it before or you want to try something new, is called peachy. Peachy are hand-rolled spaghetti from Tuscany. All you need is all-purpose flour, water, a little olive oil, and a knife. And you just sort of roll these individual kind of fat spaghetti strands, kind of like udon noodles. Great for sharing with kids. Really delicious and versatile. So I would start there, but there are a whole bunch of shapes. Some you've probably heard of, like cavatelli and orecchiette from southern Italy, where you just need a knife or just your fingers. You don't need any fancy expensive tools whatsoever.
We're talking to Meryl Feinstein on this edition of Food Friday. Her cookbook is called Pasta Every Day. Lots of lessons on making great pasta at home. Even I could do it, it looks like. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. If you have been making your own pasta for years, or you just tried it for the first time, or you need a little inspiration to try it, join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Meryl, we've got a recipe maybe from your cookbook on pasta. One point you emphasize is you want to weigh your ingredients. Why is that?
I think it just makes your life easier. Everyone, when you use volume measurements and you dip a cup measure into a bag of flour, you know, you'll do it slightly different than I will. And I definitely don't want to make pasta seem finicky, because even if, you know, you use those volume measurements, pasta dough is always fixable. It is not like baking in that way. But it just makes your life easier. You know, you're going to get a smooth and consistent dough every time. And it's especially helpful to weigh your eggs because, you know, all eggs are different sizes. Sometimes I get huge eggs, sometimes I get tiny eggs. And that discrepancy in liquid can actually make a big difference in the texture of your dough. So to avoid the stress and frustration, weighing your ingredients will make the whole process far more seamless for you.
Now, suppose we're making our pasta, maybe that peachy pasta you mentioned that we can kind of hand roll our noodles. Take us through a little step by step. What are we doing here?
Okay, you want to go all the way from the dough or you want to go from the shaping?
Let's start with the dough.
Okay, great. So for peachy, all you need is you can use 00 pasta flour, which is like the fancy, very fine Italian flour, or you can just use some all-purpose flour. You're going to sort of pile that onto your work surface, make a hole in the middle. You're going to add some water and some olive oil and then start to kind of slowly bring those two together until they make a kind of rustic dough. And then you're going to knead it. And kneading pasta dough is a really important part of the process, but also the most liberating because you cannot overwork pasta dough. So you can take all of your stress and anxiety out on your pasta, really go for it until it's nice and smooth and elastic. Then you're going to let your pasta dough rest. So go like have a snack, a cup of coffee, come back to it. And to make the peachy, all you're going to do is roll out with a rolling pin or even a wine bottle, a section of your dough into like a little pancake, like a pita bread shape, cut it into small or thin strips with a knife, and then roll each strip into a thin strand. And that's it. It seems like, I think now going back, I was like, oh, that seems like a lot of steps, but it's actually really simple. And if you get your family and friends to join you, you'll be done in no time.
We'll have that recipe and a sauce we're going to talk about later up at WPR.org/food. Okay, I'm used to boiling dried pasta. I've just rolled my peachy by hand. How do I boil it? Is it faster, slower? What does it take to turn it into heated, edible pasta?
It's faster. So it takes longer to make pasta from scratch, but far less time to cook it. So that's kind of a good trade-off. But the same way you would boil your dried spaghetti, so, you know, a big pot, boiling water, season it generously with salt, because that's really the time that you're going to season your pasta, the pasta itself. And then you'll drop your peachy strands into the water, give it a little stir. Depending on, you know, how thick they are, your personal preference, they cook anywhere between, you know, 3 and 5 minutes. And then you'll just scoop them out of the water or drain them and toss them with your sauce. So same process, just a lot less cooking time.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Al is with us in Cazenovia. Al, hi.
Hi, Al from Lavelle.
What did you want to tell us about Al?
About 25 years ago, I think her name was Mary Lampert Smith, who was a writer for the State Journal, and she found a recipe that was discovered in an old cupboard in the old Friendly Tavern on the east side on East Washington. And it was a recipe by the fellow who served spaghetti and meatballs to the workers and to the families every day. And it is just an outstanding recipe. I think it's called Christina's Spaghetti and Meatballs. And I wonder if your guest is familiar with that recipe.
Al, thanks for the call. I'm guessing you're not going to be familiar with this particular restaurant's recipe. But I love it. And Meryl, I got to ask, you've got sauces in your book. We're going to talk about one of them. Do you find yourself questing for, you know, the perfect spaghetti sauce or spaghetti and meatball sauce?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, there isn't a spaghetti and meatball sauce in this book, but now you have me craving it. I think for tomato sauce, I tend to go like a little bit lighter, a little bit of a shorter cook time. I hear a lot of, you know, simmering your Sunday sauce for hours and hours and hours, which I think is definitely an Italian-American tradition. In Italy, I feel like tomato sauces take less time to cook. They use very fresh, you know, beautiful tomatoes. So I kind of go in that style, and I don't usually simmer a tomato sauce for more than about 30 minutes. And I keep it simple with just maybe some garlic, some basil. I do like to add butter to my tomato sauces like Marcello has on, because I think it makes it, you know, richer, slightly sweeter. But you can also use olive oil. So I like to keep it simple.
Al, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. We've got Meryl Feinstein with us on this edition of Food Friday. Meryl's cookbook is called Pasta Every Day. She's got lots of advice for making your own pasta, whether you're a beginner or an advanced specialist in home pasta making. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite pasta dish to make or to eat when somebody else makes it? Are you a fan of pesto or tomato sauces or whatever you want? And do you make your own pasta? Love to hear about your latest experiment. Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk with chef and food writer Meryl Feinstein about making fresh pasta at home. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you experimented with making pasta at home? Was it awesome, a disaster, or maybe you've done some of each? Do you need some advice on how to make pasta at home? And do you have a favorite sauce you'd like to share with us? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Meryl, you've got sauces in the book. You shared one with us. Again, we've got it at WPR.org/food. This sounds great to me. I love pumpkin. Smoky pumpkin sauce. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, actually that sauce came about because I've always made pumpkin pie around Thanksgiving, and oftentimes I'll have like, you know, use half the can for the pie and then have a cup's worth left. And you're like, what am I going to do with this? And so I thought, well, what if I put it on pasta, and tried to make, you know, a very savory kind of sort of spicy pumpkin sauce. And it is definitely one of my favorites. It's sort of like, it's not going to taste like a pumpkin spice latte. There's a lot of like smoked paprika and other spices that really give it some really delicious, interesting edge. And then you've got some fried sage on top. So if you've got any dregs of pumpkin in your, you know, holiday pie making next year, definitely make this sauce.
Now, let's get into some more pasta making. You talked about the peachy that we can make without special equipment. We hand roll it. Okay, we made the peachy. We're like, okay, I could see making pasta. What do we look for in terms of gear, like pasta makers? We want to go shopping, and I don't know, what do we use to decide?
I would say, yeah, if you want to have every option available to you with pasta making, I would say that a pasta machine, like a pasta roller, is a worthy investment. You could certainly roll pasta dough by hand, but it is a very dense and tough dough compared to things like bread. So it'll work up a sweat, and just to make your life easier, definitely a pasta machine. My favorite brand is the Marcato kind of line from Italy. It's a hand crank machine, and it just makes your pasta dough really smooth and consistent. But also the KitchenAid pasta roller attachment is a good option as well. It's definitely very beginner friendly to use sort of the motorized version too. So I would start there.
And how much variety is there when it comes to pasta dough? If I'm making different shapes and sizes and things like that, am I looking for different flours, different recipes for dough?
Yeah, so there are two like main pasta doughs that you're looking at to make most pasta shapes. One is the one we're most familiar with, which is an egg-based pasta dough. Usually that's a combination of that 00, that fine kind of all-purpose flour, the 00 flour, and eggs. That's a dough that you would use to make flat ribbon pasta like pappardelle, tagliatelle, fettuccine, and stuffed pastas like ravioli and tortellini. And then the other major pasta dough, which is sort of lesser known, is a semolina flour and water pasta dough, so naturally vegan. And that is for pasta shapes from southern Italy, like cavatelli, orecchiette, things that aren't rolled flat, but they're kind of nuggets of dough that you shape with your hands. So those are the two main ones to start with, but you can then start to experiment. You can make spinach pasta dough, black pepper pasta dough. You can use, you know, whole wheat flour. It's really endless.
You've made pasta with a lot of people with your pasta social club. Is there, or are there a couple of pastas that are like, you know, these are going to be crowd pleasers? Like people are just going to freak out at how awesome it is to have made this size and shape of pasta?
I think lasagna is always a crowd pleaser. And it's also, if you're doing a dinner party, definitely a good one to keep in mind because it'll make your life a lot easier. But any stuffed pasta, I think, is always a showstopper. And there are a couple of fun techniques in the book that are a little less traditional, one of which is a herb laminated pasta. So it's got whole herbs pressed between two pasta sheets, and you see these beautiful designs of the herbs on the inside. That is much simpler to make than it sounds, and always, you know, gonna get a gasp from your dinner party guests.
It's Food Friday. Meryl Feinstein is with us, founder of Pasta Social Club, chef, author of the new cookbook, Pasta Every Day. Still time for you to join in with your pasta making experiments at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, stuffed pastas, the raviolis and other pastas where it's, you know, pasta folded over stuff inside. Now, I'm going back to elementary school. I'm bad at folding and, you know, cutting and pasting and things like that. How hard is it to pull off a good stuffed pasta?
I think I have learned that all pasta looks harder than it is, especially when somebody kind of lays it out. If you think of ravioli as like a pasta filling sandwich, that's all it is. You take one sheet, you plop some filling in little dollops, you put another sheet on top, and then you cut it out. You don't have to be super crafty for it at all. There are, of course, you know, some shapes that are a little more finicky, a little more intricate. But I have seen, you know, lots of people make perfect tortellini on the first try who don't think, you know, they know how to do it either. So I bet you would be better at it than you think.
Wouldn't be hard. I think I'd be really bad at it. Now, sometimes, you know, I make some pasta, just dried pasta, and I make a sauce, and they're both pretty good, but I don't know, they don't seem to combine well. And you've got advice, I think, in the book on helping our pasta and our sauce kind of marry a little bit. What do we do?
Yeah, so what I like to do is actually, you know, transfer my pasta from the boiling water with like a sieve, a slotted spoon or a spider sieve or tongs directly into my sauce, if that's an option for you. You can certainly also drain it, but if you drain your pasta, try to reserve some of the cooking water and then immediately tip your pasta from the colander into the sauce. Do not rinse it, because there's a layer of starch coating the outside of the pasta, which helps the sauce stick to the pasta and makes everything marry together. And then if you want to cook your pasta and sauce, I would say 95% of the time together to get those flavors really to meld. And you can use that pasta water that you've reserved to kind of loosen a sauce if it feels a little bit dry and just kind of bring all the flavors together. So always mix the two together. I don't recommend the naked pasta on the plate with like a dollop of sauce on top. Cook them together for a couple minutes. Use some of that pasta water to kind of bring it all together, and you should be good to go.
Let's bring on another caller. Char is with us in New Berlin. Char, hi.
Hi. I'm just thinking about my mother making pasta dough years ago, and maybe in the 50s, where she would put a pile of flour on a piece of wax paper and put a little hole in the mound and put an egg in, and I'm not sure what else she put in, and then she would just smoosh it around until it was all mixed, and she'd form it into a ball, and then she'd let it sit for a while, like your person had mentioned about letting it sit. And then she would grate it with a grater, a hand grater, right into the chicken soup that she was making.
Oh, interesting, Char. I haven't heard of that, Meryl, grating your pasta dough right into a soup and it boils in the soup.
It sounds like spatzel, like German spatzel, or there's a type of dumpling in Italy that's made with breadcrumbs. It's not a traditional pasta dough, so it's a little bit softer, so you can grate it, and that's also served in broth. So I wonder if that could have been it.
Char, interesting. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Meryl, in just our last minute or so, if people are looking to make a special meal for a special somebody on Valentine's Day, what would you suggest for a great pasta dish?
Ooh, well, if you want to be a little cliche about it, you can make pink pasta, which is always a Valentine's Day favorite. You can infuse your pasta dough with roasted and pureed beets, and it gives it this really vibrant pink hue. So that's always a nice option. But I think, honestly, any homemade pasta is a romantic gesture because it is a labor of love. So, I mean, you can't really go wrong. But pink pasta, there's also a really kind of fancy ravioli where you put a raw egg yolk in the center that when you cut into it after it's cooked kind of becomes nice and runny on the plate. That's also a very romantic pasta that I would recommend.
That sounds awesome. Meryl, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Meryl Feinstein, chef, food writer, founder of Pasta Social Club. We've been talking about how to make delicious pasta at home with her new cookbook, Pasta Every Day. She shared a couple recipes with us. You can find them at WPR.org/food, a good starter pasta recipe that you don't need a lot of special equipment to make. You just hand roll it. And a sauce, that spicy pumpkin sauce that you can put on pasta. That sounds pretty good. Again, find those over at WPR.org/food. And you can keep your pasta stories coming if you have a favorite pasta memory or you are making your homemade pasta this weekend. Let us know about it. You can email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.